Elevate every morning with Tommy John's Second Skin underwear. The luxurious support of Second Skin guarantees everything will go smoothly. With over 20 million pairs sold and thousands of five-star reviews, guys love Tommy John. Plus, your most valuable assets are covered with Tommy John's best pair you'll ever wear or its free guarantee. Shop Tommy John's Friends and Family Sale right now and get 25% off site-wide at TommyJohn.com/Spotify. TommyJohn.com/Spotify. See site for details.
This is your typical radio ad while eating a Crunch Bar.
This is Automatic of Otto's Used Cars. This weekend only, we're having a whale! Bring the kids. See for yourself. It is huge. Gonna make a big splash. No other dealer can say they have a whale like this.
When things sound dull, turn up the fun with Crunch.
At the UPS store, we know things can get busy this upcoming holiday. You can count on us to be open and ready to help with any packing and shipping or anything else you might need.
Is there anything you can't do?
Actually, I don't have a good singing voice. The UPS... Nope. But our certified packing experts can pack and ship just about anything.
At least that's good.
The UPS store. Be unstoppable. Most locations are independently owned. Product, services, pricing, and hours of operation may vary. See center for details. Come in today to get your holiday goodies there on time.
Welcome to Like Minded Friends with me, Susie Ruffle.
And me, Tom Allen. Hello, everybody.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning or afternoon, to whichever
you say. Or good evening, indeed.
Yes.
Oh, I've just seen, what are all those lanyards that are hanging up on that hook behind your door?
Oh, I became a bit of a sad case and started collecting lanyards.
From, like, dudes that you've got nothing to do with?
Yes, I think it is, you know, some places love to give you a lanyard, don't they? And when I do certain things, I quite like the fact that I have a lanyard, actually. It's one of my favourite things to
when
wear.
It says, if you were wearing a lanyard for, say, a show, if you were like, you've got the AAA pass, you can go anywhere in the building.
Yeah. Where would you go, though? Where would you go with a AAA? I mean,
the orchestra pit.
The orchestra pit, maybe the sort of air conditioning
the canteen.
Unit. Yes. The lift motor, that sort of thing.
Yes, that sort of thing. Very nice.
The lift room, yeah. All that sort of thing you can access with a lanyard. So I just sort of kept them, really. But, you know, it's a bit sad.
I hope you don't mind me saying that hook's quite low on the door.
It is quite low because the previous owners had this room as
very
a child's
short
bedroom.
People. Very short okay,
people.
Okay, fine.
Very short people.
I'll allow literally. It.
So I think that's why. But we're actually getting this room redecorated. So watch this space,
Tom.
Quite literally. Yeah.
What's going on? What are you thinking?
Well, I don't want to...
is that your office that you're in?
Well, this is the problem, is we don't really know what this room is. It's essentially the podcast room, and it's a sort of spare room, which has sort of become a room for dumping things in, because I've got a theory that crap comes in the door, doesn't it? You don't realise, where's this? Why have I got this brochure or this letter or this booklet or this thing that I feel like I can't get rid of, but now I've got to just have it? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Do you think that the more space you have, you just fill it up?
Absolutely.
Because I remember thinking, when I have a spare room, God, I'll really have a lot. And now I've just filled it with a load of crap.
Yeah, I think that's exactly what happens. And I think that, you know, we feel like, oh, I've got to keep that because somebody gave it to me. You don't need to keep it.
No, no one will know. Throw it.
Throw it away.
Mm. Do you like to keep things? Do you have things from your childhood? Other than the terrible memories.
Other than the
trauma.
Other than the bald head. I do tend to keep things. Alf got me into like memory boxes, but then the memory boxes are becoming a bit.
How many memory boxes have you got?
Well, only like one, like little basket filled with cards and things.
That's
you know, when you
nice.
Get cards and then you go,
That's
oh, I
nice.
Don't know which ones to keep, so I'll keep. But then you should just throw them away. You're not going to really.
Yeah, Alice is a bit hot on me with that because I've got like Christmas cards that are like from 4 years ago. They literally just say, to Susie and Alice, Merry Christmas, love from insert family member's name here.
Yeah. And it's lovely at the time, but the moment was when you got it, not...
Yeah.
You know.
Although I did find a card the other day from my nan.
Oh.
And it was from when I went off to drama school when I was 18. So it's 20 years old.
Oh, that's lovely.
And it says in it, it really made me cry, actually. It says in it,
yeah,
good luck in London, Suze. So excited that you're going off to drama school, something like that. So excited for you. Maybe one day I'll see you on the telly or the West End stage.
Oh, love her. Oh, isn't that lovely?
I know. So I found that and I wept. And so in a way, I wish I hadn't kept it because it just made me really sad.
Oh, but that's lovely, isn't it? But I think that's the problem is that we sort of see them as sad things when actually they are lovely things. But I think that, I don't know why I can never quite separate that happiness and sadness.
What, sad and nostalgia?
Yes, I think. And sort of, you know, I know like the sort of stoic approach would be to go, don't mourn the
loss.
Burn
it all.
Burn it all. Burn it. Burn it.
Get a tip. Burn it.
Burn it. Get rid of it. I don't want it. No, but to be like, oh, don't be sad about the loss, but be kind of
grateful that it happened.
Joyful, grateful that you kind of had that lovely relationship with your grandmother and she cared about you. But there's that sort of sadness, isn't there? Well,
of course. But it, obviously it's lovely. It's lovely that I have it. It's lovely that it exists. I was very lucky to have such a lovely nanny. But yeah, it did just make me quite sad.
Yeah, well, that's it, isn't it? Yes, that's the way of the... That's the way of things often,
now,
isn't it?
I read a thing last week about people of like our generation who missed some years because of COVID.
Oh, yeah.
Are like somehow mourning like their, they feel like that like final part of their like late 20s or late 30s just sort of like went like that. And now they're expected to be a grown up. Like, do you think it's funny?
Can you imagine saying that to our grandparents?
I know. I mean, it's hilarious, isn't it?
1946. I'm really mourning the last 6 years really of my life. I just feel like I didn't get that.
Well, no, because I read it and that was the thing. I sort of thought it was ridiculous. But I was interested in your take on it because I thought it was quite amusing.
Obviously, I have to reference
the Second World War.
A conflict 75 years ago. Yes, exactly. Immediately. Second World War. No, that's unfair of me.
Only because you were talking about nostalgia.
Oh,
yeah.
I was wondering,
do you miss, like, is there things that you go, that you like, oh, I really long for that. I really long for that period.
Well, I think as well, I do that sometimes, but then I realise that, as we all do, we perhaps remember only the good things of that. Mm. So, I mean, I'll get nostalgic about parts of the pandemic.
Oh,
listen, you know what I mean?
We had some lovely socially distanced glasses of wine in Beckenham Place Park.
Across the park, exactly. Susie was on one side of the park. I was on the other.
We were doing a selection of smoke signals to communicate.
Exactly. We finally found a use for putting two cups in a piece of string.
That does actually work. It's incredible.
It does actually work. It was a wonderful
afternoon. Sanitize your hands. Sanitize your hands when you get the cup.
Exactly. Such nostalgia. But that sort of simplicity of, well, Alf made us a bacon roll this morning. And it reminded me of coming back from Rob Beckett. And I would often, when we were allowed to meet up and have walks, we would have a socially distanced walk. People would praise us for keeping our meter distance. And then when I'd come back home, Dad would often have made me a bacon sandwich, a bacon roll. And
so
I thought,
nice.
That simplicity, that simple routine we had, even though we were all quite absolutely miserable. But you forget, don't you? That's what I mean. You forget the bad things.
So. Yes. I think when I become nostalgic for like, the other day I was like, I'm 38, which I know isn't old. I don't want anyone to write into the PO box or indeed ring the fax line.
Angry letters. Yeah.
And say, you're young, which I know I am young. But I was like, oh my God, it's like the other day when we were on that Saturday Kitchen, they were like, oh, how long have you two known each other? And we were like, I don't know, 14 or 15 years, which is... Yeah. Quite a long time. And I think you sort of go, oh God, my 20s feel like they were such a long time ago. And the part of me was like, oh God, the sort of freedom of being like young and not having to be anywhere at any specific time. And then I remember that I was sort of me when I was young. So I was still like really uptight. Like I'm longing for a person that I never was. I'm longing for this like carefree woman that I never became.
That's so funny. Yes, exactly that. That's exactly what I feel. It's like, you know, I sometimes, like a spring morning, I'll go, oh, this reminds me when I, you know, was in my 20s and I was walking around town, meeting up with people, having fun. I was like, no, I wasn't. Like this skipping around by a canal or whatever.
Going out for a late dinner, probably not. Probably too heavy.
Being really anxious about what am I doing with my life? Why am I?
What's going on with my career? Oh my God.
I haven't got a job.
What are you doing? I haven't got a proper job. What about if this all goes away? Surely nothing will happen in the global world that means I'll have to stop working for 2 years. That's fine. Nothing like that.
Just a sort of, all that kind of like feeling of just being a bit lost. You sort of, but I suppose as well, when you get older, you do go, oh, even those feelings of, you know, natural sort of worry. They're probably quite, they seem quite romantic in a way. They seem quite.
Yeah, less romantic at the time, I'd say.
Yes, but in retrospect, you go,
rose-tinted, isn't it?
Rose-tinted glass. That's all the way.
Everything in the past is rose-tinted.
Everything in the past,
everything.
Yeah. Everything.
You know, I wonder if you felt the same as me about that.
Oh, yes, very. What is the word for nostalgical sort of whimsy like that? Is it lacrimal? No, not lacrimal. I can't remember it now. But yeah, nostalgia, really, yeah.
What were you trying to have a go at then? Lacra something?
Lacrimose,
is it? Lycra.
I was thinking of lycra, that was it.
Yeah, that always makes me nostalgic for dance classes with Miss Sophie.
Does it?
Yeah, Miss Sophie was my tap teacher. She was, I mean, I'm sure she was very nice, but I found her utterly terrifying. She used to tell me that I walked like my dad.
Oh, that's a lovely
Which
walk.
I would say.
Listeners haven't seen your dad walk. It's incredibly balletic.
If you don't know, my dad is Lionel Blair.
he just can't help but dance.
Elevate every morning with Tommy John's Second Skin underwear. The luxurious support of Second Skin guarantees everything will go smoothly. With over 20 million pairs sold and thousands of five-star reviews, guys love Tommy John. Plus, your most valuable assets are covered with Tommy John's best pair you'll ever wear or its free guarantee. Shop Tommy John's Friends and Family Sale right now and get 25% off site-wide at TommyJohn.com/Spotify. TommyJohn.com/Spotify. See site for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Free samples, free shipping, and our 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step and into your home too. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Did you ever see those bin bag trousers? Do you remember those?
Yes, of course. Dance trousers, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
I wished I was one of the cool kids who was going to dance classes.
To go and do street dance in a church hall.
Yes, of course. I would have loved to have done that.
Nothing has ever been more street than Pembroke Academy School of Dance, church hall, dancing lessons.
Yes. Oh, what I did.
So street.
So street. Actually, we do a street dance classes at 4 o'clock on Saturdays. You have to have gone to ballet for 2 years before you can join.
Well, that's the thing. You sort of had to do the whole thing. You had to do tap ballet and modern. I was really bad at ballet.
A 360. Why are you, Suze?
But yeah, you not natural.
At all.
Thank you.
Not so tall.
Not. You're freakishly tall.
So tall.
I always think of you as too tall.
Too anything. No, but you didn't like it. I mean, I've never done it, so I don't know.
It's very hard, you know, ballet. That's, do you know what? And I don't know if I'm the first person to say that, but ballet's very hard.
Well, I think it's quite hard to watch as well. I never
bit
kind
much.
Of. It's a bit much, isn't it? Like Alf and I were listening to the cast recording of a chorus line, and
go on.
Go on.
You two lean into the stereotype.
I came in last night. I had a busy few days. I fixed myself a cocktail.
Did you?
I sat at the breakfast bar. Yes.
At what time?
11, about 11-ish.
What cocktail did you fix at 11?
Manhattan.
A
Manhattan.
What is in a Manhattan?
Well, oh, in fact, I forgot to make it properly. But essentially, it's actually a little bit sweet if you make it like this. But it's rye whiskey or bourbon, mm-hmm. bourbon, I think. And then 2 parts bourbon, 1 part vermouth, but I use the red vermouth, the sweeter one, and that does make it a little bit sweet. And, you put, and then Angostura's bitters and a maraschino cherry.
Oh, Tom. See, I am nostalgic for a time when I was a gay man in his 40s.
That was there you go. That's a gay man in his 40s. We sat down at the breakfast bar.
Sure.
Alf didn't want anything.
Clang, he's got a breakfast bar.
Showing off with his breakfast bar again. We sat there, popped on a chorus line. I opened a bag of scampi fries. And
what, like the ones you get in the pub?
Yes, we stole some from it. We didn't steal them. We paid for them, but we took them with us because we couldn't eat them.
Oh. I was wondering whether you'd had like, you know, one of the, you opened one of the doors in your, one of your cupboards and it had, you know, the sort of long, what do you call that? Like a long, you know, you pull the crisps off them, don't you?
Yeah, yes. And I don't know what those are called in pubs. Yeah.
A crisp train.
A crisp train.
Of course, a crisp train.
You could probably buy one, you know.
Tom, it's your birthday in June. You just wait.
I'm just going to save up for a crisp train. But I was just thinking, in conclusion of the Chorus Line story.
Sorry, I keep interrupting.
That, well, whenever I go on to see a Chorus Line, there's always that bit with the Cassie character when she has to do that dance in the middle. I'm always like, so boring this bit. Yeah, but everyone goes mad for it, don't they? They love it.
What,
when
at the ballet?
Out. Is that at the ballet? Is that Cassie?
I was pretty.
Yeah, I always think the other characters are more fun.
Well, the boy that tap dances like his sister, I love that one.
Yeah, I like him.
He's great.
It's great. It's great.
It really is.
Anyway, that's me. That's
so
me.
Where were you at the weekend?
Bristol.
Clang.
And went to Freddy's restaurant. So listeners, welcome back if you saw us on Saturday Kitchen.
Yes. Freddy from Saturday Kitchen.
Freddy from Saturday Kitchen.
Was he actually there?
No, he was away.
Oh, makes me sick.
Makes me sick. And I
was the food amazing?
Amazing.
Yeah, his food was really good.
It was really nice.
Yeah. What did you have?
We shared some things. I had a cassoulet.
What's that when it's at home?
Which is, apologies to the vegans out there, but it's sort of a duck and sausage and ham, I think, in a sort of bean casserole.
I mean,
it's not very healthy.
No, it doesn't sound it, but very nice.
And a skate wing. We also had some scallops.
Love a scallop.
Oh, and the bread was fabulous. It was all lovely.
Really nice.
And I treated the team I was on.
Oh,
I was
you're
there
so
with.
Nice.
And we took a picture and they all looked absolutely miserable. But they
that
did
was
have
kind
a nice
of
time. That was kind. That was okay. We did have a nice time. Louise and I looked very excited. So yes. It was.
And how did you enjoy Bristol? I always quite like being in Bristol. It's a good vibe.
It's a good vibe, yeah. Lovely place. Lovely walk around. And lovely cafes and restaurants, that sort of thing.
Nice to mooch.
Nice to mooch. But do you know what else was lovely last week?
Go
Norwich.
On. See, further than you think, but always a joy.
Always a joy. You are absolutely right with that, Suze. Absolutely right.
Did you end up getting the train and then getting the car back?
Yes, I did.
And do you know what?
Mm.
I'm just here to look after you.
You are. You know, you always have my best interests at heart and I appreciate it.
Well, that's the thing. You respond well to strong women. Famously.
I do. I do. I do.
So I just like bossing you around.
And I like that. I like that. Suze, what did you do with your weekend?
Thank you so much for asking. What did I do with my weekend? It's such a good question. Can I remember? God, what did I do? Did I work? I don't know if I worked this weekend at all. I've become.
I hope not.
I'm not on tour, Tom.
Oh, it's lovely. Lovely.
So I'm just sort of writing from home.
Glorious.
And then doing podcasts. I'm watching quite a lot of women's football, which I'm loving.
Oh,
my new hobby.
Are they playing again? What are they doing now?
Yes, Tom, they have teams and everything.
What are they playing? Are they playing in a tournament?
There's lots of tournaments happening. There's the Conti Cup, there's the FA Cup, and there's the WSL.
Well, what's the Comté Cup, like a cheese?
No, Conti. I think they're tyres?
Oh.
They're tyres. There's a football tournament that they sponsor, so it's called the Conti Cup. Then there's the FA Cup. I believe Football Association. And then the WSL, the Women's Super League. And then
Is the WSL an international?
No, it would be the teams that you're aware of, like Arsenal, Manchester City, Manchester United.
Same as FA Cup?
Sort of.
Same as FA Cup.
Same as the Premiership.
Oh, the Premiership.
You've heard of it?
Yes, I've heard of it.
Do you support West Ham?
Well, it's a tough one because I went to Wesleyan and they were very nice to me there. And so I always feel like I have a loyalty to them. But I suppose really the more life's gone on, I think, well, my local team would be Crystal Palace.
Yes, of course.
That's my family's team, really. But
is it? Were you ever taken along as a small boy?
No.
No.
Didn't like it. It's strange, though. I don't know why I didn't get into it, why I didn't like it, why I felt it was so other.
I think it's very loud and it feels very... Mm. I mean, that's the thing I love about the women's game is that it's very sort of family friendly and it's very jovial and it's very...
Oh, that's nice.
Like, you know, you walk in and people are like, oh, excuse me, sorry. Like, there's no barging. It's all really... No,
I don't like barging.
I know how you hate barging. It's very...
Barging. Won't even get on a barge. Couldn't stand Rosie and Jim.
I know, you hated those guys, didn't you? Do you remember when someone changed our Wikipedia to say that we were...
the original inspiration or something?
Yeah, something like that. Or that we had been cursed to be inside the dolls or something or other. I liked that.
Something like that. Something like that, yeah.
But yes, I watched some football. It was very good. I took my daughter out. We had a kickabout because she was inspired by watching the football.
Oh, that's great.
Went to see Rosie Jones's show, which was very good in Brighton. Nice. That was an awful lot of fun. She was great. And Dane, who sometimes opens
Dane
for you.
Dane supported me. Yeah, was he supporting Rosie?
He was supporting Rosie. I thought he was fantastic.
Very good, isn't he?
He really made me laugh. Yes, I'd never seen him before.
Oh, had you not?
No, I thought it was great.
Very good.
And yeah, and then that was it. Cooked a chicken. You know me, Tom.
You told me we were cooking a chicken, which of course is something I love to do.
Of course. I love to tell you that I'm cooking a chicken because I know that you love to know that I'm doing what you love.
I love that you love that. I love that you love to do that.
I love the way you love me. Do you remember that song?
Yes.
Who was that?
Not sure.
I think it may have been Brendan Keating. Go on.
Oh, I hope so. Well, talking nostalgia, I watched a bit of Sister Act 2 yesterday that was on the television.
Oh, it's
absolutely
so good.
Wonderful. Yeah, really
it's
good.
One of the best films.
Good sequel as well.
Yeah, yeah. It's hard to do a good sequel, but there's a handful, isn't there? Toy Story 2, excellent.
With my namesake, of course. Well, Tim Allen.
I was like, your name's not Woody. Well, not as far as I know.
No, not as far as anybody knows.
how lovely indeed. Should we do some emails before we
I would love to hear from the listeners. It's always a treat. Apparently we've had a few.
Well, listen, Tom, we have got hundreds. Simply hundreds. And I of course haven't read any of these. People know that I'm severely dyslexic. I've also not read any of these. So now you're seeing me having a go at sight reading.
If this podcast doesn't epitomise anything else, it's having a go.
Do you know what? And I love that about us.
I do, yeah.
I love that about us. Okay, here we go. Dearest Tom and Susie, I've been wanting to thank you both for a long time for the joy that you bring to the world with your Like-Minded Friends podcast. So I am taking the chance to write while my young son... Bo Reef is at drama school, brackets clang.
Right.
We are both Like-Minded Friends pod devotees. Bo always laughs that you like the same thing as us, and he absolutely loves listening to you talk about musical theatre while he's on his way to rehearsals. He played Oliver in Oliver the Musical at the Tyne Theatre in Newcastle in September. Double clang. Yes,
very clang.
Was over the moon when he heard that Tom was playing the same stage just a few weeks later.
Oh, what a lovely coincidence. The raked stage, of course, there. It's a little bit raked. It's a little bit unnerving.
Well, what does it mean you can't do any of your sort of acrobats that you've worked so hard on?
I can't, and I wanted to so much.
Bo is a big fan. He loves Tom's fashion sense and is even taking to relating great things to M&S. He says, I'm not just fine, Mama. I'm M&S fine.
You see, the brand endures.
When he said, you're not just a mama, you're an M&S mama. Bo encouraged me to go to Tom's show alone. I'm a worrier about many and most things, brackets, I think you can both relate, but I had a wonderful, hilarious evening. Bo came along afterwards and we met the fabulous Tom at stage door, photo attached.
This all sounds very familiar.
Yes. Bo was wearing a top hat and Tom emerged and said, I love your hat. And then we had a lovely chat.
We
imagined Bo's delight when Tom later declared on the pod that he'd bought a top hat while he was in Newcastle. Bo was wondering whether he provided a tiny bit of fashion inspiration to his own fashion icon.
Oh my goodness, Bo. Yes, you did actually. Because I think it was the day after that show, I went walking and I went to an antique market in near Jesmondine. I walked up that way. So it was round, it was sort of not a market, but like an indoor sort of place. And I saw it there and I thought, I shall treat myself to that one.
Well, I think it sounds like you were inspired by Bo.
I was, I tell you, I was. And it looked very smart on Bo. So there you go. I like to think we all inspire each other, don't we? So well done, Bo.
I also foisted, brackets, as you would say, a couple of my books. Little Turtle Turns the Tide on Tom for his niece and for the baby. Susie, I do hope they approve. It was just a little token to say thank you to you both for being so wonderful, talented, genuine, funny and open. I could go on. I listen in the car whenever I'm on my way to start writing and you simply give me the confidence to be me. Bo is currently in rehearsals to start as Jeremy in Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Wow.
The musical here in the Northeast. So would love a little good message, good luck message, if you would be so kind. Keep being brilliant. And thank you for keeping us entertained and wrapped up in the warmth as your friendship. As Bo would say, it's not just a friendship. It's an M&S friendship. I'm going to now press send before I worry about anything that I've written. Much love. And a bakood of byes, Lauren.
Bakood of byes to you. Highs and byes to you too, Lauren. Lovely to hear from you again. And thank you for those lovely books. They were very much appreciated.
You are too kind. I am Bo. I mean, what a legend.
What?
Oliver, now into Chitty Bang Bang.
I mean, a very impressive career trajectory already.
Yeah.
Keep working hard, Bo. That is the only only way through these things. keep being busy and keep wearing a top hat.
Yes, of course, you must. You simply must.
And very all the best for Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. I mean, I do feel a bit like we're Elaine Page now.
Yes, me too.
Oh, well done, Bo. Lovely to hear from you.
Yes, so nice to hear from you. Now, should we have one more before we go?
I'd love that.
Dear like-minded friends, in the last episode, you mentioned the live date, then went straight into some important Judy Blume chat.
Sorry about that.
I've Googled, looked on Twitter and Instagram and even Facebook, and I cannot find a place to buy a ticket or any information on the venue.
Classic us. Classic.
Please, can you keep Susie on topic and give us all the information before you dive into the excellent rambling? Bye, 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 bye. And that's from Caroline.
Solution to this, Caroline. Hang on.
There simply must be. Now, right. The 29th of this month, the 29th of February.
February 2024, in case, because people do listen into year.
That's right. 29th of February, 2024. We are doing Like-Minded Friends and Homo Sapiens. What's it called? Like-Minded Homos.
Like-Minded Homos.
It is going to be at 21 Soho, which is in Soho.
Which is just off Soho Square.
I'm told it's now sold out, but it's one of those things where if you ring up, they might have a ticket, I'd say, wouldn't you?
Well, I can't imagine how it's sold out if we haven't told anyone how to buy it.
Well, that's true.
Maybe
we forgot to put it on sale.
That would be so classic us.
We have had one meeting about it, and I do think it's going to be fun.
I think it's going to be fun. What are we here? Here we are. It's on the website.
Go on.
It's saying
it's
sold
on my
out.
Website.
It's on, yes, well, yes, I think it's on our website. Start date, end date, NA, it says. It does say it's sold out, but I mean, I'm sure there'll be some. I mean, contact the venue. I mean, I'm sure there'll be others.
Yeah, I think so.
There'll be other tickets or something.
I think so.
Yeah, it'd be lovely if you could come. Sorry,
it'd be very nice. It'd be very nice indeed. Now, there's one more email, which is quite important.
Okay, so
This says, are you there, Tom and Susie? It's me, Rachel. First off, I love the show. Second, I have 30 seconds to type this before I go to work, but I must let you know.
Okay. Goodness.
The Judy Blume book, Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret, was indeed about growing up and periods, etc. Mm. However, Susie, I think you then incorporated another Judy Blume book with the whole Willy thing. That one was called Forever, and the Willy was called Ralph.
Oh, in my mind, I was getting that confused with Lady Chatterley's Lover. Yeah.
I read Forever a lot. You might never read this, but I needed to get it off my chest. And that's from Rachel. Mm. She's an avid listener, a Judy Blume fan, and a high school librarian.
Oh my goodness. What a life you lead. Gosh.
I would love to be a librarian.
More and more I would like to be a librarian. Alf goes to our local library all the time. He was there this morning.
Does
maybe
he?
He's just trying to get away from me.
But yeah, maybe. What sort of thing is Ralph Reed? Ralph. That's what the penis was called. What kind of thing is Alf reading?
He likes to read a mystery. Judy Blume, but it's mainly Judy Blume. He's learning a lot. Also, I like going, whenever I go down there, I like that they have photocopying opportunities. I like that. And
is it sort of a municipal building from like the 70s?
Well, it's a bit older than that, which I like. I think it's maybe the 50s or maybe the 30s. But the one, Bromley Central, is much more 1970s.
Right.
But he goes to the satellite.
To Cheers. Bar.
Cheers Library, yeah. And he's got a little bear outside because we have a lot of little wooden bears everywhere. Not gay bears. They're not.
Oh, I was going to say, I would love that if there was just like a bear called Keith outside.
On the
Come
library.
On in.
Come on. Yeah. Some doof doof music going on.
Yeah. Wearing just, you know, a harness or something. Whatever, you know.
Bears, very popular. But you can do some photocopying there, and I like that. And I like the ba-da sound when you walk in the door.
There's things to enjoy, isn't there?
Little pleasures.
Little pleasures. Small pleasures. That's a bit of Oliver. Right, we simply must go.
Well,
we've got to go and carry on with our lives. You've got a piano lesson, haven't you?
I've got a piano lesson. I must dash, everyone. My fingers are itching to play.
I wondered why you've been doing jazz hands the whole time.
I've been
fingers.
Just warming up. So yes, I'm going to my piano lesson, and more news on that next week. But
yes, please. Can you more news on that as it develops?
Of course, Susie. Where are you off to?
I'm staying seated right here and carry on working on the book that I announced that I wasn't meant to announce on Saturday Kitchen.
Well, you're nice to put it out there.
Nice to put it out there, guys. But when I tell you, when I do an announcement, I want some really shocked faces, please.
Yeah, people will be like, oh my God. No, I think
it's fine. I don't know why we have to pretend these things. It's like when I accidentally announced that I had an Amazon special.
There you go.
And then I got a text message saying, hon, that's not been announced yet. Yeah.
People like to worry. But, you know, don't worry. It's good. People like to know about things.
I think people are nosy. I like knowing things.
Well, Suze, you have a lovely day.
No, Tom. You have a lovely day. Now.
Okay.
Mm. On Friday, we're both at the Attitude Trailblazers Awards.
Yes.
So we'll have much to report on. I imagine we're going to meet some quite exciting gays.
I imagine.
And allies.
And allies. And allies, short for Alison.
Yes, of course.
I'd love to meet someone called Alison.
And of course, everyone else in the LGBTQIA plus rainbow, not just singling out the gays. The gays!
Of course.
Just the bears called Keith.
And maybe a bear called Keith who's come from Chiselhurst Library. We can't be sure.
We can't be sure, but we'll keep you across it. Don't worry.
Don't worry. But you guys all have a lovely time.
Are you wearing a suit?
On Friday, yeah.
Yeah, okay, good. I think I might wear a very oversized one.
Oh, that's very on trend.
I sort of look like David Byrne.
Yeah, or one of the England footballers. They like to wear.
I can't wear a full kit.
You could.
I'm going to wear a full kit. I'm going to wear a full England kit.
Oh, my goodness.
I'll see you there.
Just don't get cold. That's all.
That's the thing. That's okay. I'll have the training hoodie on the top. Right. I better go. I love you. Have a good
love
piano
you too.
Lesson.
Thanks,
Say hon. Hi to your teacher for me.
Yes, will do. Thanks,
okay,
Laura.
Bye, love. Okay, bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.